I don't know. I don't like waiting because now I'm past anger and I really wanted to be angry on this episode.
Well,
and now I'm just into like just depression and ready to go to sleep.
You're right. I'm not.
Just want to go to bed. I don't even. I'm.
Well,
too early to go to bed, buddy.
No, not after that.
I'm still going to. Well, hold on. Okay, how do you?
So they get in at
not after
2:30,
how much rum I've drank today.
They get in between 2:30 and 3. I'm still going to go to the airport.
I'm going to the airport too. That's what time they get in. 2:30.
I hope you're going to airport to throw eggs at Drew Brees' car.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Sean Payton's car.
Fuck you.
Whose car then?
Nobody's. Fuck you and your eggs.
Well,
not excellent.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be so limitless and free? Of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
What's up, Buddha Nation? Saints lost. This is part two of side A. Go fuck yourselves. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I'll put it this way. I said I wouldn't be devastated. I was wrong. I am devastated. I'm pissed off beyond. Like, I'm as pissed off as I was when we lost to San Francisco in the divisional round.
Really?
Yeah. I know deep down inside I knew we wouldn't win this game, but I would be okay if we looked like we belonged. But we beat ourselves more than they beat us today.
I agree with that, and that kind of makes me feel better. I mean, those are decisions. Those are things you can clean up. And
not look, this year.
No, this year is over.
Go fuck it then. We got to start over now. You got to press the reset button.
Well, not necessarily. We can get better. I mean, that's what we don't have to. Reset. We're not rebuilding. You know, we just tweak here, tweak there, and Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis have been great at doing that. They recognize the problem, then they change it. Now, the only problem, speak up if you think I'm wrong, you know, some of the blame has to go on Sean Payton. And I know he'll say it in the press conference, I'm sure, but does he really believe it? False starts, I mean, you know, a delay of game penalties, and having to call timeouts is ridiculous. And I put that on the coach.
Game is hanging in the balance.
Right, and I put that on the coach. And,
well, and the quarterback.
And the quarterback, and the quarterback. But
I mean, for as good as Drew is, there's certain the game, at least acknowledge the clock, acknowledge.
Right, somebody. I mean, now.
You have to have the awareness. You can't let that, I mean, that was a 5-yard penalty and a timeout that we had to take 2 times.
Right, and you know what, and maybe, speaking when you said it, you have to be aware of the clock. I don't, maybe why Colston threw a forward pass instead of stepping out of bounds.
He wasn't aware of the clock.
Wasn't aware of the clock. That's the only
only
thing I can think of.
No,
no.
We throw the pass,
Jason.
You
no, stop.
Bounds. That's the
stop.
Coach right there.
No.
That's
no, I can tell you what it is. I can tell you what it was.
Out of bounds.
Just stop. I can tell you what it is. I don't agree. It was a planned, like it was a predetermined play. Like, all right, this is the play. It was the catch and throw it back for the big play.
Ball like 50 yards upfield.
He wasn't going to throw it. Obviously, he wasn't. He was supposed to throw it across the field because whoever he threw it to, he was streaking down the sideline. If he hits him in stride, that was a designed play. I'm not putting any of this on.
It was 10 yards up. It wasn't even lateral.
It was just a bad throw. But fuck, the play was designed to go across. The play wasn't to give it to him to go out of bounds. Because if it was, he would have done it.
But if he's aware,
yeah.
If it's in your head, like this is what we're doing, that's what he's thinking.
Then it goes to bad coaching.
It's not bad coach. It's not
bad play caller.
You don't do that until you snap the ball with 1 second left.
Stop. It's just maybe, but it's
no, not maybe. No, don't make excuses for him.
I'm not making excuses for shit. It was a sucky play. We didn't have to do
everything.
Like we could have just thrown in and gone out of bounds and got one more play and thrown
first in. Fucking three and out.
Our offense played like shit today. Other than we ran the ball well. I'm surprised we ran the ball really well, and we didn't when we should have thrown it, we didn't, and we should have ran it, you know, run it, we didn't.
Well, I think we all felt deep down inside, never wanted to admit, from the time that we lost probably the first Seattle game, is that this season there was no chance of winning the Super Bowl this season.
But there still was. And that's the problem. Maybe it was the last 2 weeks that made me raise my expectations, but there still was.
Carolina and San Francisco are all better teams than we are this year.
On the road, for sure, yeah.
Period.
Unfortunately, on the road. Our defense played great. We had a great defense. They would give us every chance to win the game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry.
We have a championship defense, and we're missing two parts. Or three
we're, missing, we're missing a bunch of parts. Right. We're missing a bunch of parts.
I have a Perelson who went out.
I mean, everybody. Butler, Greer,
Butler,
Robinson.
Who we never saw. Robertson.
I mean,
Aero,
right.
Greer.
You know, right.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm
and they still And they still played great. They held them under 300 yards. They did what they had to do.
Defense did its job. And, you know, defense kept us in a lot of games this year. Out of the four games, counting Philly, that we won on the road, I'm gonna give that all to the defense, fellas. You know, maybe the Chicago one, but look, Tampa Bay, the defense kept them. You know, what, 17 points?
Less than that, like 14, 13.
14, right? You know, I mean, yeah. Look, the defense. I can't believe we turned the defense around like we did. I really can't. I mean, that's insane. And look, we're all emotional right now. We're all, you know, guys. You know, this is 30 minutes right after the game. We're all emotional, but. Again, what I came away with this is I'm okay. I'm happy. We can compete with every team that's still in the playoff. We can compete with them. And actually, we've beaten everybody else that's left in the NFC. You know, well, I mean, it was only two teams, Carolina and San Francisco.
Carolina and San Francisco, yeah.
You know, we beat them.
Yeah, it sucks because we were underdogs and just, man, if the offense just plays competent, and we've been so spoiled over the last 7 years. We just expected greatness, and it's weird. It's almost like a bizarro LSU. Like, we were good on offense for so long, the defense is shit. Now our defense is good, and
right.
Can't score. All you had to do was score a touchdown or two, or if we don't have the fumble. I mean, it's right there. It just didn't, it didn't happen, and it sucks. But look, we came back from the bounty bullshit. Won a road playoff game.
Yep.
This roster got younger. The defense, the fact that this defense is so good bodes incredibly well for the next 3-4 years. Whatever our run is, I feel a lot better. I do. This loss stings because it was there for the taking. We really could have had it.
No, well, look, God. I mean, and you look at this year. It was a very successful year. Not where we wanted it to be. Our expectations have been risen, and we talked about that in past episodes. And that's what Sean Payton wanted to do when he came to the coach here. He said, we're going to change, and he's done it. But again, this year it was successful. 10 years ago, we would have been thrilled having won a road playoff game and being competitive like we were against Seattle. So,
yes.
It was a successful year. It always hurts when it comes to an end, and you know you can compete with everybody else out there. But very happy for the year. Very happy with and optimistic about next year. Very like same thing, Jason, with your fans. Very optimistic. We're going to get better. We shouldn't downgrade in any position.
Significant areas. The offensive line played well tonight. There were a few couple of holdings here and there, but they didn't give up any sacks. I don't think, right?
No, dude, Armstead. Wow, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, are y'all ready to say that we got a starter there?
Yeah.
I'm ready to buy my Armstead jersey.
Hello.
Like Jeff still has yet to buy his Junior Gallet jersey. They're on Armstead.
Again, we're all frustrated, Jeff. I definitely feel your frustration because, again, so many that holding penalty.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was big because, Stills. Big. Was it Stills that had the big catch? The catch? It was like a 30-yard catch?
Ruined.
I mean, that's such a huge such a huge difference right there.
That could have changed the outcome of the game.
This thing.
Right.
Would have.
No doubt. It would have, right, because we would have been, we were within the 10?
It was like the.
I mean, you're looking at that.
It was like the 15-yard line. You get first down at the 15-yard line with like 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Right, with 5 minutes to go. Right, yeah, we score there, get a 2-point conversion.
And hold them, and defense do what you do.
Right now, I don't know. I guess I'm happy we proved the critics wrong. They're gonna blow. They didn't blow us out. We showed we could compete.
We have now shown three times Sean Payton has played against the Seattle Seahawks, and we don't have an answer for them.
You know what that means? We need to be higher seed than them next year.
Right, and that's it. Look, and I don't know if one of y'all tweeted.
I'm sorry. Let me cut you off real quick because I want to just address this whole home away bullshit because.
Oh what?
I'm trying to think of a way to put it. If you require that the only way that you're going to win is at home, do you really deserve to go there? I mean, like a true.
What do you mean deserve? Shit, I don't care.
If you deserve to be in the Super Bowl, you win anywhere. The fact that we have to be at home in order to win means that we're an inferior team. If you're so fucking good, win anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Just win.
It sounds cooler in theory, but if we win the dome, we would get the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Fine. Give me the Super Bowl.
I brought this up before. The New England Patriots are 3-5 on the road. Okay? They're 3-5 on the road. I haven't heard the narration that they can't win on the road. All right? And they're the number 2 seed. We should have taken care of business in either Carolina or St. Louis.
Number 2 seed. Yeah, we were 3-5 on the road too, but we're number 6 seed. But because the NFC is a better conference than the AFC,
right,
we hosed on that.
There's no doubt that. And look, but that's why we got rid of Charles Brown because of the Rams game.
Right.
But maybe
the reason I'm saying this whole win on the road bullshit is you guys are the ones that say, "Oh, well, the answer is just to get the number 1 seed." Well, you should.
I'm not saying
that's
the answer. It gives us an advantage.
But that's not what you have to rely. If you want to win, you have to get the seed. No, how about win? Just fucking win. Just win a fucking game. Just win.
They did win last week, and look, if Seattle's on the road,
well, how good that does you. Now you got all these fucking sweatpants with a number 1 on them that you got nothing to do with.
He didn't order them yet.
I'm trying to make a point.
God damn, he's trying to yell like a bitch.
I'm trying to be like Damon, yelling. I'm angry. Fuck, let me be fucking angry, huh?
Good.
Fuck!
Wow, I like it.
God damn!
You get a goddamn job before sundown, or we're shipping send you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch.
This was, we were supposed to have Roger fucking Goodell hand us the fucking trophy. And we fucking blew it. We blew it. They didn't beat us. We beat ourselves. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. Glory fucking white. Don't let that motherfucker get on the fucking plane.
Well,
I know he didn't lose the game, but I sure saw him give up a lot today. And
I just love hate Corey White.
Fuck Corey White. Fuck you, Corey White.
How about fuck Drew Brees' gloves?
I'd rather Courtney play fucking defensive back than Corey White.
No, you wouldn't. You really wouldn't.
I've heard a couple of people talk about Drew's gloves. Why do you say that? I mean,
they didn't work. I mean, in the first half, the drives, I mean, there were a couple of drives where three bad, awful passes in a row. I mean, fuck.
And you blame the gloves?
I blame. What else could it be?
I mean, I don't know.
It's something. I mean, he kept the gloves on the whole game.
Right, but you know what? But again, like other games before, like Philadelphia, like our offense, for some reason, has been starting slow. Even in the dome, even in the Superdome, our offense starts slow. I can't tell you the last time we scored on a first possession.
Tampa?
No.
We did. We did score.
Oh, did we? Okay, all right, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
We did. But it was a breaking of like a long game.
Right. It was the breaking of an 8-game, 9-game streak. I mean,
but still.
Our offense hasn't. Yeah, we just curb stomped Tampa. They just lost. But it's. You know, I mean, our offense has been starting slow the entire year. The first Carolina game in the dome. If it wasn't for our defense, we'd have been down 14-0 in the first fucking 30 minutes. I mean, first quarter. So, I don't know what it is. I'm not a coach, but damn it, fix it. And I have a belief in Sean Payton that they will. And there's areas that we need improvement, and I don't know if we want to talk about that now or maybe for the first show.
We got an off season to talk about it.
Right, you know, improvements. What? Who needs to go? What needs to change?
Corey White.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I don't. Well, you know, since you and fucking the special teams coach needs to go. Now I know fucking Jason and Adam.
He's not the glaring. That's not the glaring issue on this team. Special teams is not the glaring problem of why we lost the games we lost this season.
What the glaring problem?
Well, the offensive line and the until Terran Armstead got on it. So Charles Brown, and I mean I don't know, but the offense. The offense is more of a question mark than the special teams. And maybe that all comes down to not having a deep threat. Maybe Sean Payton's whole entire strategy only works when you have the deep threat to stretch the field.
Right. It's going to help when they get
Joe Morgan.
Yeah, Joe Morgan back next year.
No, that's definitely going to help. Well, and something that Payton has said, I believe, almost every year he's been here. And only done it twice, 2009 and 2011. Stick to the frickin' run. Stick to the run.
He stuck to the run all right today.
Well, and that's good. I'm not bitching about that. I will never bitch when he sticks to the run. It's a crying shame that it took Bill Parcells to tell him to start Corey Robinson.
Is that what happened?
Well, Corey Robinson did have a great game today.
But wait, is that what happened? How do you know that?
Yes.
They were mentioning that he reminded him of Curtis Martin.
Right, that Parcells told Payton that Robinson reminded him of Curtis Martin.
Like this week?
Yes. More last week, I guess.
Yeah, but you know? I mean, either way, but he played great too.
Let me back up. So, Sean Payton, why do you need somebody to tell you your running back's good? I mean, I don't...
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't.
What goes on in your head that you just refuse to start a guy? I mean,
he's too
are you getting
busy.
Like S Miles where you're loyal to your seniors?
Well, no, we have a stable of backs that are good. It's not like the people ahead of him are shit.
Robinson.
People ahead of him are good. He's a rookie.
Corey Robinson.
I mean, shit.
Irie, whatever.
You have to earn your
shit.
Other
than Mark Ingram. In the NFL, he is
stop.
Better than Mark
no.
Ingram. No, count the opportunities that each have had. Wu has done more with their opportunities.
Ingram had a good season this year. He had the fumble tonight, which sucked, and of course that's...
You know, no, he had a good season, but he fumbled in the most important moment at the most important game. Okay, yeah, so no. Let's just keep eating him the rock.
He was still...
How many times did Kyrie Robinson fumble tonight?
Look, Ingram was the reason we won last week, all right, so...
Yeah, if you hand the ball to Robinson, he does the same thing. The Eagles can't defend the run anyway.
Look, it's a good thing to have Robinson here and going forward, and he's cheap. It's a good thing.
Right. So cut Ingram.
We might.
Cut Corey White. Cut. I'm just not in a good place right now.
There's going to be decisions that are made.
It's
you know,
it's a good thing they don't make cuts tonight.
Or it's a good thing you don't make the cuts. You would.
Good thing I don't make cuts tonight because Drew Brees, you'd be on the chopping block too.
Right, right.
So it,
which I would instantly regret. But
toward the end of the year, look, guys, our last 11 games of the season. Okay, not counting the two playoffs, but you could. Our last 11 games of the season, we were 6-5.
Yeah, like a 500 team.
Right. I mean, you know, or if you count the two playoff games, we were 7-6. I mean,
we
peaked
in the middle of the season, and that's not the time you want to peak.
We did seem to have been playing a little better earlier, at least offensively, and I don't know why.
Well,
it
just happens. I mean, that is one thing. I mean, that's the whole idea. Like when they always talk about the recipe to win a Super Bowl, what is it? Like 1/3 luck, 1/3 health, 1/3 peaking at the right time.
Right.
And we didn't peak at the right time. Carolina was almost the opposite of us. They started out badly, but they got better as the season went on, and they're peaking at the right time. San Francisco, same thing. They started out a little rough, but they overcame, and they're peaking at the right time. I mean, and health, you know, they're getting players. Like Crabtree came back just in time. I mean, that's just the way it works. I mean, we had injury. We were riddled with injuries. Not that we're making excuses now, but we were riddled with injuries before the season started and all throughout the season. Yet we won in the early part of the season. Yet we peaked. And then, you know, we won here and there. I mean, that does prove that we're actually a good team, because even after we peaked, we still went 500, a little over 500.
Look, we won a playoff game. That's nothing to sneeze at. It's not the way we want it to end.
You're right.
But
we lost probably against the best team in the NFL. I mean,
at least, well, the best team in the NFC at home.
No, I think I do. I mean, maybe Denver is better than them. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like the best team in the NFC in their stadium in a game that we actually, despite
the
problems, could have won.
I'll say bullshit. If they play us in our stadium, we curb stomp them. Not even close. Not even close. Then I keep, you know, we're scoring our average of 33, 35 points at home. And they're still at 16 to 20. You know, it's a 35-17 game in the Superdome. So I don't even know that they're the best team at home. We're a great team at home. Again, everybody's a great team at home. You know, I mean, it's really what the NFL is coming down to.
Yeah.
You know, it really, really is. Home field advantage. It's kind of been like basketball. We had a chance to win. We definitely could play with these guys. We made some mistakes at the wrong time. Again, penalties, you know, holding.
Well, it is like we said in the pregame portion of the show, don't make mistakes out of the gate, and we did just that.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the one turnover of the game, that one.
Dude,
fumble.
What the fuck?
I mean,
Shane Graham, that one fumble. Fuck? Shane Graham, I'd rather hardly kick him.
No.
No!
Second kick. His second kick went sideways.
Right, right. The second one was shit. That was just kind of weird. The first one, it was close. But the holder had the laces in.
Right, that's not Graham's fault. That's more
Finkel.
I mean, look,
it's Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Right, right. Yeah, that's Luke McCown's fault. I'd punch him in the face on that one.
I mean, he shanked the second one, but I mean, fuck, I'm not putting this on him. I mean, what the fuck? Jimmy Graham being a pussy and getting...
Jimmy Graham is
basically locked out of the game.
You're going to get scuffled before the game, and then you're not even going to be... You're going to be a ghost for the fucking game.
And look, and if anybody out there wants to disagree with me, you're wrong. I said this all the way back in week 3, if you go back and listen to the tapes. Or remember, I was talking about Jimmy Graham as alligator arm. Jimmy Graham is a 6'8" pussy.
Who can only be fucked by Andre the Giant.
No, but
listen back to this episode. Here's the risk that we're taking right now. Is I just thought about this. We sound like the guys that we would laugh at, like, you know, if we had beat a team and we go back and listen to their podcast, right, we'd be laughing at those little bitches at how much they just turn on their team. I want to.
You are. I'm not.
I know I am, and I'm saying I'm gonna change my course right now, recognizing that, and say, you know what, we got beat by a better team today. Admittedly, yes, they were the better team today. They played a better game than we did.
Yes, they did.
They played less mistakes than we did, and they were more confident. They beat us. Kudos to you, Seattle. You beat us hands down. We didn't deserve to win that game. But at the same time, it's not going to happen again. This is the last time. You did it 3 times in a row, but it's not going to happen again.
Not going to happen
this year.
The Saints were in a good spot to move forward. That's
100%
key thing to think.
We have a schedule next year. Remember, we talked about that.
Yeah, the schedule next year. Again, it's so hard to say it's an easy schedule. I mean, you really don't know, you know.
Some can show up and be undefeated.
Well, right. I mean, you know, this year if you had Kansas City, you know, last year, we got Kansas City. Yeah, you know, and then they come in and beat you. But our schedule does look favorable this year. And look, we had a tough schedule this year. We really did.
But we made the playoffs. I mean, that's the whole idea.
Right. We made the playoffs.
We won a goddamn playoff game.
Right, we won a playoff game.
Yeah, but the
season could have ended a lot worse than
this
what it
was a successful season. Okay.
Just,
we're not.
Yeah.
We're not the Atlanta Falcons, who were 14-2, had the number one seed, and blew it twice.
Yeah, we were the sixth seed.
Right. You give us the number one seed, pal, and,
yeah, we ain't blowing that
and,
shit.
We're, and we're going to the Super Bowl, okay? Yeah. So that's what we have to do. And again, but every team, you know, you do have to do that. You have to. It's the easiest road to the Super Bowl, playing 2 games at home.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
You know, so that's what we have to do.
Think about this. Now, we get Victor Butler back next year.
Right.
We get Joe Morgan back next year. I mean, we're getting up.
We get Vaccaro back. You got a whole slate of draft picks coming in.
I mean, everybody's going to be healthy again, obviously. I mean, we're getting upgrades without having to sign or draft a single person. And imagine now then when we do sign. And
I mean, we are going to have some moves to make. Smith will probably, and we'll have time to talk about this, but there'll be people cut. Jimmy Graham's, we're going to figure out what to do with him.
Smith, I mean, look, it's simple. I'll tell you, you know.
We don't need to elaborate on it. We all know.
Are y'all going to watch?
Well, then you should bring it up. I'm watching the Patriots indie game.
Right now?
Yeah. I'll probably watch the game.
Yeah,
I'm not as devastated as I was, you know, in 10 and 11 when I just really expected us to win. And The last 2 weeks have been fun. The whole, at least I'm, my stomach's thanking me for not having to eat Popeyes again for another year.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's more why I'm probably.
But I mean, this, and that's, you know, like, what's the thing? Like,
diarrhea for no reason.
I mean, we got sucked in, man. It was fun. Like, the ride the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
And
it was fun. We got sucked in. It was a good time. That's kind of what we do.
And look,
at least we got one playoff win out of it. You know,
right,
it's not.
Right.
It could have been worse.
Look, guys, for 33 years we couldn't get a playoff win. Now we're not satisfied with one playoff win. So that's a good thing. Again, as long as Sean Payton and Drew Brees are here, we are Super Bowl contenders. I had said something earlier that because Drew is getting old, you know, he threw for 5,000 yards this year, so. You know, he's not bad, okay? You know, there's nothing wrong with the guy. But on the road, you do want to be a more stable running team. which is why we were so successful in 2009 and 2011, because we had the number six rushing attack. So that has to be addressed. And I think, and I believe you all agree with me, we have the backs to do it.
I honestly think one of our running backs is getting cut next year, because I think Kyrie Robinson is going to take a much bigger role. Kyrie Robinson's good.
He might be starting.
He's really good.
Yeah.
And it may be Pierre or Ingram or both.
How old is
or even Sproles, because I mean Sproles carries a pretty high cap figure. When I know
Sproles is more than a running back.
He shouldn't be. I mean he should.
Sproles isn't going anywhere. Sean Payton.
I wouldn't think.
Sean Payton couldn't do anything without Sproles. I mean, Sproles isn't going anywhere.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, though. You know, but I think Kyrie's going to get a lot of carries next year.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I think he should. I think he should. But again, we're in a great position. We are in the golden age of New Orleans Saints football. We are a contender for a Super Bowl every year. And we're going to get pieces back, like Jeff just said, that where we don't even have to go out on the street to look for them. They're already signed. They're going to get healthy again. And then we do need, and how you do this, I don't know. We need a defensive back, backups. We need to get a little deeper with better backups. But that's, when that's your problem, it's a pretty good problem to have, though. When I'm talking about our backups need to be better, that's a pretty good problem. Remember when we had, Jason David.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't worry. Fred Thomas. Yeah.
Corey White. I mean, he belongs in that group. He does. He belongs in that group. He's going to be lumped in with the Jason Davids and the Fred Thomases.
He's not there yet, but he's kind of on his way. But, man, you hate Corey White.
I do.
You hate Corey White.
Fuck that motherfucker.
God, you hate him.
I will say Raphael Bush played the game that Courtney wanted him to play last week.
I mean, it was a bad – I mean, that first hit, he led with his shoulder just because the receiver kind of ducked down. And it sucks. It was a bang-bang. I set the tone, though. I mean,
I did feel that surprisingly, the only two pass interference calls were on us. When there was an article written by a major newspaper talking about how one team, plays on the edge and plays dirty, but yet the other team is penalized for pass interference. I guess we just don't do it well enough like they do. Maybe we need to bring in one of their DB coach to teach us how to be physical with the opposing wide receiver. I think that's kind of BS, but...
Yeah, it's disappointing because you knew we had opportunities. They had opportunities to win the game.
Yep. Look, we were still in this game with.
So Drew Brees is 0-6 in the rain.
Stop with your rainbow. Whatever. don't make that a stat. I'm gonna come through the Skype and punch you.
Well, I mean, again, is it a game where it rained fully? If it drizzles, because you know what? Because we wanted to.
Yeah, apparently,
we won in Tampa Bay earlier this year, and it rained. It rained so hard that they made it get off the field. So I don't know
It's probably because it wasn't that cold, so Fox just excluded it from the ground.
Right. So I don't know where they're getting the stat from, rain game.
Right.
He never played in any game where it rained from the from kickoff to the final whistle. All right. and it poured at that Tampa Bay game. So apparently that stat might not be as reliable as.
Frustrating ending to a fun season.
Yeah. Anytime.
That's kind of it.
Anytime we lose is frustrating.
Yeah.
Especially with this team that we are fully aware is a championship. Well, yeah. We just need tweaks. Everybody needs tweaks. Everybody can get better. And look, these guys deserve their time off. They're going to get it. And I know when they come back, they're going to be hard chargers,
Yeah. And I still want. I want Goodell to have to present the trophy to Peyton at some point.
Oh, no doubt. Right. This year would have been even better, but...
It's going to come. I got a feeling it's going to come.
Right. This year would have been extra fun, but I'll take it next year,
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying...
because we never gave our drunk scout rating, but I'm going to go with a 5.4.
Good for you. I am stone cold sober.
It's too bad. And Jeff? Jeff might be an angry 4.4.
Oh, I'm an angry 7.4.
You're an angry elf. All you elf fans, I know what I'm talking about.
I am just beyond myself. I really...
He's a 6.66.
Yeah, probably so. I'm just... I didn't think I would be that affected by the loss. And again, it's more because of how we lost than the fact that we lost. I mean, from the beginning of the game, remember, we were texting in the game, and we kind of, I think we all felt it early, like in the first quarter, or even in the, like maybe in the second, when Ingram fumbled the ball. I think that was the first one of, and we said, we're not going to overreact, and I know I was the first one to overreact. It's over. When Ingram fumbled the ball, it was like, it's over. It's it. You're not going to overcome that. You're in Seattle, and you go down 13-0. I mean, you're not going to score 13 unanswered points in Seattle. You're just not. And then 16, you're not going to score 16 unanswered points, and you didn't.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
You're just not. You don't. Well, again, they're a good home team. And I'm not. This isn't even to say the Saints are a bad road team. This is to say they're a good home team. That's like us. Like anybody. We go up 13-0 on anybody in the Superdome. They're not coming back. Right?
Right.
So why do we think that we're going to come back in their stadium where they haven't lost but one game in 2 years?
Because we're homers, baby. We're homers.
I'm pretty sure our plan wasn't to go down 16-0. I'm going to guess that wasn't
actually
the plan.
I thought it was, because we sure executed perfectly on it.
You know, no
Here's
doubt.
Here's what we're gonna do, everybody. and we got the onside kick, and it gave me a little hope. Oh,
and that was the worst. You know, I'm sitting here watching the game. and okay, it's over. I'm done, and I'm good with it. You know, I've made peace with it. And then they score a touchdown and get a 2-point conversion with 12 minutes left.
Yeah,
and it's like
get the onside kick.
Right, it's like holy shit. Right. 12 minutes. We're 8 points down, and there's 12 minutes left. You know, bitch, we're in this game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're still here. And then they go, and he, you know, Lynch run for another one. We score another touchdown. We get the onside kick. And that's what's always, you know, they're like an old girlfriend I have, you know. they really are, you know. He would, you know, love this girl to death, and he'd give me hope, and then he'd push me away. And he'd give me hope, and he'd push me away. You know, and I really felt like that. I mean, I said, you know what, this is what this team is doing to me. It's giving me hope, and then it's pushing me away. It's disappointing me. But
yeah. All the people that are getting pissy and bitching about Colston, no, go fuck yourself. I ain't gonna say anything bad about Colston.
No,
Colston was the one receiver that caught passes today.
Yeah,
no. If it wasn't for him, we'd have stood no shot anyway.
Again, I don't know, eight subtracted from 32, 24. There are 24 other teams who would love to have been in our position today, and actually, there's only be four teams after today that aren't. You know,
it's not what we wanted, but you know what? We're going to be in this for the next handful of years. We're gonna have our chances again, and I want to be here to. You know, I want this. This whole experience was, I want to experience this again. I don't want to be a team that just doesn't make the playoffs anymore.
No, we're going to make the playoffs. Dude, I'm 100% confident that we will be a playoff team, Super Bowl contender next year.
Oh, man, come on, boys.
I mean, I don't fear that we're not going to be.
Oh, no, I don't.
By any stretch.
Right, no, not anytime soon.
By any stretch, we're going to be better. Next year, we're going to be 13-3 or 14-2. You know, nothing I saw today makes me believe that this team is the Atlanta Falcons.
No, definitely.
You know, we didn't win games this year. Last year, Atlanta, again, won 7-8 games by the skin of their teeth they shouldn't have won. Well, this year caught up and bit them in the ass. The teams we beat, we beat. We didn't luckily beat this team, luckily beat that team. The teams we beat. And the team that beat us, we barely lost to. You know, we were in the game, except that one Seattle game.
Right, we were in every game.
We were in every game. We were in this game. So, no, I'm confident we're going to be we're going to be NFC South division champs, and we'll be fighting for that number one seed.
It's going to be a long off season, but lots of stuff's going to happen.
Oh, exactly. Look, we're going a lot of stuff will change, and again, but it'll make us better. You know, we're not losing anybody that...
The key to me, as long as nobody tries to make Rob Ryan a head coach, to me, that's the number one priority, is to make sure he's our coordinator. I wouldn't think so, because it's weird. He's not getting a lot of pub, but he probably deserves it, considering what he's done to this team.
Well, but again, we talked about it last week.
Right, I know the big chair, whatever,
It's
hard to argue with what he's done, though.
But again, that doesn't mean he'd be a good head coach. I mean, he'd be a good head coach.
I know, he may not.
You look at his appearance, you look at his, you know, I think having Rex doesn't help him.
Rex did a pretty damn good job as a head coach.
Because he brings a lot of outside and, you know, distractions in.
It doesn't matter. Overall, the guy's won. Look, the NFL is about winning.
No, no doubt. I'm just telling you, I don't think it necessarily helps him.
I hope Rob Ryan goes nowhere, because this is...
I don't think he will. I don't think he will. I don't think that anybody will ever win.
Oh, man. Well, it was a fun ride. I had a good time in the last 5 months.
No, no doubt. Very successful season, like we said. Playoff. Won a playoff team, one of the best teams. We're still one of the best teams in the NFL. If you're in the Superdome,
I disagree.
If you're in the Superdome, we're going to beat you 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, we are one of the best teams.
And we're on the road, it's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. I'll put it this. I guess this is where I'm trying to land on. I am trying to kind of like place us, right, in my own mind, in my own world, to be at peace with something. And I guess, yeah, I agree. We are one of the best teams in the NFL. Obviously, we're in the playoffs. We won one of the rounds. I mean, we're one of the best four teams in the NFC this year. I guess what it boils down to is, for me, I had it, and I lost it. Hang on.
Of course you did.
But you can add it. Hold on. Let me think about this. Because I thought it was good. It was actually good. Hold on. We're one of the best teams, but there was a but.
Oh, yeah,
And a Dolores. All right, so we are one of the best teams in the NFL. It's just that, and I lost it again, son of a bitch.
Come on.
I got it again.
You sound like the Saints offense.
I do. You have to leave all this in. Okay, we are one of the best teams in the league. It's that I think my problem is that I keep expecting the 09 offense and the...
The 11.
Well, 2011 offense.
That's the one you
expecting that, because you still have Peyton and Breeze, and I keep ignoring the fact that everything around Peyton and Breeze is changing, and that affects that. And so, yeah, like, we are one of the better teams, and it's actually probably this team accomplished as much or more with what they have.
Than all other teams other than 06 and 09.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
As good as, 11 won a playoff game and then lost. So I guess that's where on level par. But
yeah, we overcame more adversity this year than we had, other than 06 and 09. This is probably one of the better, and maybe 11, because that was just a fan.
It was fun.
We made it as far then as well, and the only reason we lost that game was because Peter Thomas got knocked out of the game.
And Greg Williams didn't play like a dick.
So, I mean, this is still one of the better years, and because of what we overcame, and I guess that's my problem, and probably a lot of Saints fans' problems, is that because we didn't do what we've now, again, changed expectations.
What we want, right.
We feel like we're a failure, but, I mean, we overcame a lot more, and we're actually not – it's okay to say this offense is not as good as the offenses every year since Sean Payton's. This is
clearly
the worst offense that Sean Payton's ever had.
And it's still a pretty damn good offense where the quarterback threw over 5,000-plus yards.
Right. And then that goes to it's a testament to the whole changing of expectations that we have some really high expectations now.
Right.
And I'm guilty of it, too, and it's going to take me a little while. I just ask for our listeners and my own self to give me time to come down from this. Just remember, look back on 2019, how did you feel after we lost to San Francisco in those playoffs? And how do you feel about that game today? I mean, are you as angry?
I mean, I couldn't have podcasted after that game like I'm doing after this game today. There's no chance.
No.
I mean, I was devastated. After the 49er game. Big time.
Yeah.
Because I had already, I'd assume.
But
like,
how you feel about it now is.
I still feel as bad. Like, that was a golden opportunity. We win that game.
Yeah, but it's not as severe. Like, the time.
But it feels just as bad. I've moved past it. I can't think about that game anymore. I just can't.
No, well, again,
it sucked so bad, and
that
I got to
move
forward. And this game hurts.
That
too.
Game was 2 years ago. Whenever our season comes to end, nowadays it hurts because even when we would make the playoffs under Mora, under Hazlitt, under Mora, maybe I expected them to do better, to maybe be a championship quality team. Under Hazlitt, we never felt like we had a true championship quality team. We were always fighting to get into playoffs in the last 3 weeks. We could sneak in. We were always sneaking into playoffs under Hazlitt.
Well, we only got into the playoffs once.
I know, but we were.
I mean, I know what you're right. Once that happened, we had some expectations.
Right, to get into right. We thought, oh, well, maybe we can make the playoffs, and won't that be fun? That'll be fun. We'll make the playoffs, and maybe we'll win a game. But never thought we'll win two games or three games and make it to the Super Bowl. Now we're fucking win the Super. We're in the playoffs. We're running to the Super Bowl. Now back to the Super Bowl. That's what we think every year now. Back to the Super Bowl.
It's the only thing that's gonna satisfy us now.
Exactly.
The way it is.
So we're in a good. We're in a great spot. We're still this great team. The way the defense turned around is spectacular. If the offense becomes any sort of a shadow of the 2011 offense, we're going to be insanely good. Insanely good.
And it should be an easier
right.
an easier fix.
Well,
defensive pieces are there. You get guys
right,
back.
Got back. And I
played better. You get a couple draft picks. Hell, I'd like to draft old Jarvis Landry.
Well, but and also, for some reason this year, we had a. This is the first year under Sean Payton. We had a losing record on the road. We changed that next year. Again, we're next year, fellas. I'm telling you, we're a 12-13 win team.
Well, based on the schedule, yeah.
Right.
We talked about it. I said 16-0,
mm-hmm.
barring any injuries. And if Drew Brees returns to his younger self.
He needs to quit worrying about Jimmy Johns and other.
He needs to quit worrying about Jimmy Johns and Jimmy Graham and start throwing more receivers.
Well, and again, I don't know if that's Sean Payton, if that's.
I think it's Breeze.
I don't know who it is, but let's.
I don't think Sean Payton designs that every play Jimmy Graham is the go-to receiver.
Yeah, that okay. Yeah, you're right. That's definitely pissing me the hell off. Yes,
but he didn't throw to him that much.
Oh no, he didn't.
Well,
I also noticed that he wasn't in. I don't know. It's too early.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. You're right. He wasn't in as many.
If he
like, I was shocked. I'm like, look, he's. He's your best player on offense, other than Breeze. He should be in on
because he's a pussy, and he was being shut down by a great tight end like that should not be able to be shut down by one person. No one guy.
Not just a great tight end, but the giant, like
the best tight end.
Supposedly the best in the league. Look, there's been three games or four games that Jimmy Graham has disappeared this year.
No, it was about.
I love Jimmy Graham.
No, New England figured out how to beat it.
He has been
ineffective since that game.
But also, he also got hurt in that game. So I wonder if he hasn't been 100%. He probably hasn't been 100%.
I actually hope that was the case because I want him to come back and be electric next year. So I'm hoping that he's been having an injury that we didn't know about.
It's going to be interesting with this contract deal. I kind of think we're going to give him the franchise tag, and we're going to fight for the fact that he's a tight end and not a receiver. So the franchise tag.
Yeah, we'll see. But Gronkowski lines up and does the same thing Graham does, as far as sometimes being, a slot receiver and outside receiver.
Right, but Graham and his agent are going to
but
they're going to do it. That's what they're going to do.
They're going to try and they're going to lose like Gronkowski did. I mean, it's
we'll see.
He's a tight end and that's what he's going to be.
We'll see.
Again, this isn't like 2011. 2011, I do not remember that Super Bowl. I think that was the Green Bay Patriots Super Bowl. I don't.
No, no, it was the Giants Patriots.
Giants Patriots. No, no.
Yeah.
No.
That was the Giants won that one. That should have been ours. The Giants won it. The Packers won it in 2010.
You're correct. The Giants did, but they haven't beat the Patriots twice.
Yeah, they did. They beat them in 07 and in 11.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, they did.
No.
Yep. Yep. 100%. Pick. Give me $100 right now. Done. Don't even argue with me. The Giants' two Super Bowls were 7 and 11. They beat the undefeated Pats in 7, and then they beat the Pats in 11, which it should have been us beating the Pats in 11.
The 2011 yep. Super Bowl.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead. Look it up. I don't even have to laugh, even though I'm going to.
Well, I just wanted to show you. I didn't realize that the Giants and Pats played in two different... I mean, so both Giants' wins came against the Patriots.
Yep. Eli... Brady twice, and Manning has beaten Brady how many times? Not that.
Yeah, well, that just fucking sucks.
Yeah, that should have been our Super Bowl.
Right, but I just go to show you, I remember nothing from that Super Bowl. Nothing. Nothing. I didn't watch it, because I was so broken up.
It was brutal. I think I watched like a half or something.
Right, but now this, you know, obviously, look, I'm watching the Patriots Indianapolis game. I'm not going to watch highlights tonight or during the, you know,
No, maybe
around Wednesday I'll start watching, because they'll quit talking about this week's game and start previewing next week's. So
I don't know that I'm going to watch the NFC title game next week, because I hate every team that's left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and I hate every team that's... I don't want any of these teams to win dick. Like, I'm pulling for the AFC now. Whoever the AFC representative is, that's what I'm
pulling. I'm pulling for the Patriots. I'll
pull for any AFC team.
No, you're right. Whoever gets there in the AFC is
going
to be my favorite. But I guess I like Indianapolis. I mean, I'm really...
Either way, but all right, we're rambling. We should probably end this somewhere.
Here's what we do. We will set up... This is Tunnel Vision. From planet to planet. Solar system to solar system. From galaxy to galaxy. We switch you to Earth. Come in, please. Uncensored. Copy, Skywatch, clear. Another public service message from way out. We care about your world. Stay tuned.
The segment you just heard was our instant reaction to the Saints' loss to the Seahawks in a divisional round of the playoffs. Yes, we recorded it immediately after the game, which explains what you just heard. Needless to say, we were upset, and I'm afraid to report that we aren't feeling much better today, which is Tuesday after the game, but we are going to try to find a way to get through this, and hopefully it will be a good therapy to help us, all of us, recover and start looking forward to 2014 and beyond. So, because we're recording this on a different night, let's do a Dome Patrol checkpoint.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do, and... There is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying...
I am a one. I've had two glasses of wine, and I'll be drinking throughout the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm a 1.5, and I will be drinking throughout the show.
A one? I thought you were a nine. Oh, that's what nine meant.
Aha!
I thought you texted nine, like that was your level. I was like, oh, shit, it's going to be a crazy show.
No, yeah, kill me. I can't get to a nine yet. It's going to take...
You meant 9 o'clock. Okay, Damon, welcome to the show. Any number to report?
No.
Not at this time.
No.
All right, so we did game recap. We're not going to go back into that, so let's move right into Saints headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
And the headline that I have
is from an article that I read and shared on our Twitter account, so hopefully our readers have read this. The Saints youth movement could have the team successful for years to come. And what they're basically saying is that...
Where's the article from?
WWL-TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
.com?
Yeah, actually. Oh. Yes, .com. It pretty much says that, let's see, the final roster of the season included 11 rookies and 24 total players with no more than 3 years of NFL experience, including those on IR. If we add those on IR, it bumps it to 12 and 28, respectively. And of those 28, 13 players had a significant role on game days. Zach Strief says that he thinks it's a youth movement and that there's a lot more younger players on this team than people realize. And, of course, the article goes on to suggest that this is actually a good thing. And, you know, when you think about our defensive line, how young they are, when you think about Raphael Bush, Kenny Vaccaro, Kenny Stills, I mean, our defense is young for sure. What do you guys think? I mean, maybe this is some silver lining and maybe also an excuse for not winning the Super Bowl, but also great that we went as far as we did with such a young team.
It's what you have to do in the NFL. It's how you evolve. I mean, look, this team has been great for 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it is. These players aren't going to stick around forever. At some point, you have to replenish and replace. That's life in the NFL. But... yeah, that's what we were saying in the show the other night. We're in a good position moving forward. And there's going to be a lot of decisions that Mickey's got to make. There's going to be a decent amount of veterans that aren't going to be back. We're just going to have to get used to it. That's the way it is.
No doubt. I was going through it with a buddy of mine. And you look, the names that you mentioned just now... there's really not a position group on the team, except maybe wide receiver, because I feel we hit on Armstead. I believe he's gonna. Mm-hmm. He's definitely your starter next year. I don't think there's any doubt.
I think we kind of hit on Stills.
And I definitely think we hit on Stills.
And Joe Morgan was on IR. I mean,
Joe Morgan's coming back, right? So you know. Maybe it's offensive
line. Running back is probably your oldest, or quarterback.
Well, running back, you got Corey Robin. However the hell you pronounce that. Poor man.
Kyrie. It's not that hard to say Kyrie. It really isn't.
It spells K-I-R-Y?
K-H-I-R-Y.
It's got to be Kyrie.
It's Kyrie.
That's just stupid.
I've heard people say Kyrie. It's not that hard to say Kyrie.
But anyway, running back, I think we're set. Ingram is not the total, you know, bust that everyone kind of thought he was. Robinson, again, Bill Parcells is comparing him to frickin' Curtis Martin. That's pretty impressive. You know, so we're done there. Quarterback, we're fine.
Not according to SportsNola.com, we're not.
Oh, no, that's just stupid.
It's a stupid article, yeah.
Well, that's really, why SportsNola.com is a joke.
I mean, that was...
Is Kenny Trahan right for them?
I thought he started that website.
Yeah, there you go. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
That's a dumb one. But, we have... I'm excited about next year. I'm happy. It's...
You gotta be.
Yeah, I mean, look what we did. And again, yeah, we stumbled. It was the coach's first year back. We won 5 more games than we did last year. I'm excited. That's why I'm not down.
I'm depressed only because I don't get to watch the Saints for 2 more games. You know,
that's kind of it with me too. Like I hate the fact not watching them, and I really don't like any of the teams that are even left.
Oh, I enjoy.
I'm only pulling for Denver. Denver's the rule of elimination. I hate Seattle. I hate San Francisco. I hate New England.
I don't hate New England. I like New England.
I mean, I respect them, but it doesn't mean I have to like them.
Yeah, well, I like New England. But I definitely agree. I saw something today, and I said, oh, I don't have a Saints game for 8 more months. You know?
And just I just haven't, the last couple of days, I just haven't felt like, I don't want to read anything about football right now. Like, at this point, I don't care anymore. I'm sure once the Super Bowl comes,
we have a show to do.
Watch it. I mean, I know we have a show to do, but... it just, it was a good season. It just kind of, it's like a void.
I don't know. I guess in 2011, I believed we were the best team left. I really did. Maybe Green Bay was a little better that year. But if we didn't have to go to Green Bay, I really believed we could have got through it. And I think losing to San Francisco, how we lost, freaking Greg Williams blitzing, taking the lead twice late in the game and that defense giving up the freaking lead. Then the Giants beating Green Bay, that's when I was depressed because I said, you know what, this was our second Super Bowl. You know, we missed an opportunity here. This year, we weren't, we were a scrappy team because of our great leadership and a coach and a quarterback. We will be a contender, but we didn't have the total package. Injuries in the secondary made us very, very weak. We could not even think of competing with a Brady and Manning with White and Sweeney back there. That would have just been horrific. So, yeah, I don't like losing, but I'm optimistic going forward. The ride isn't over yet.
Well, let me add, because you're right. I mean, we were not the most powerful team in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We earned and deserved the sixth seed. And if we were to be going into the NFC Championship against either Carolina or San Francisco and then the Super Bowl, I mean, it was an uphill battle all along, and we had our optimism about us, but it begs the question, and we've talked about this in the past. I want to know if you guys' opinion has changed. I mean, do you take a trip to the Super Bowl knowing you're going to lose, or do you just wait until next year when you can win it?
You always go to the Super Bowl. I mean,
right,
I get what you're. I understand.
Give me a Super Bowl every time. I don't care if we lose the Super Bowl. Yes, it would be devastating, but get to the goddamn Super Bowl. That's your, that's your goal for every season. That's all you can ask for in the NFL. I'll take as far as we can get, win or lose. I don't care. We're lucky. We got the first one we went to. We won. I mean, could you imagine if we'd have lost the first one?
Exactly.
All the hype. Yeah, we would have been excited. But man, the fact that we won it,
yeah,
it made it so much better. The first time you go there, you have so many good memories about that Super Bowl.
Minnesota doesn't know what that feels like.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks. Know what it feels like. Atlanta doesn't know what it feels like.
That's why at this point, look, if we go and we lose, so be it. We went. I'll take – put me in the Super Bowl all the time. All
right. Just a question.
Oh, well, come on.
I wasn't advocating one or the other. I was just asking the question. David?
Oh, no, I agree with Jason. I mean, always, if I can get to the Super Bowl, put me in. Put me in the Super Bowl, man. But I understand the question. I mean, can I handle the devastation of a Super Bowl? For the rest of my life, do I want to see highlights of us losing a Super Bowl? Do I want to be the Buffalo Bills? No offense, some of those Bills fans might say, I just assume not go to any Super Bowl. I'm watching something right now about Coach Parcells, and they're showing, of course, the missed field goal, I would hate to have to live with that the rest of my life. It's bad enough that I have to live with beast mode.
Oh, especially now that twice in the playoffs he's done this to us, and
right,
and they've registered an earthquake, apparently.
Oh, stop with their earthquake. See, that just makes me fucking hate Seattle more. Like, really? Earthquake? Oh, what kind of earthquake are you going to get next week?
I hope the stadium.
Do you know they're going to go for something?
Them next year, next week.
I mean, just enough.
Yeah,
ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Before we're not going to get into
you just
that.
Get me more mad.
All right. We were supposed to be looking forward. We're young. We have a bright future ahead of us. This was
young.
This
we're virile. Got a lot going for us.
Breeze is going to have to restructure, and we're going to have a lot more talk. This is something else. Fans and listeners of the Dome Patrol podcast, we're here all year, and we want you to make sure that you continue to check for new episodes year-round in the off-season, and our off-season is just as exciting as the regular season, especially on the weeks when we lose. We're more exciting than those. Which leads
more drunk and bullshitting.
Well, you got all the hope because it's all this. I mean, every potential is going to lead you to the Super Bowl, and but we will have some salary cap conversations with our capologist Jason. And I really think the Saints have to clear out $10 million, you just cut Will Smith, and you're good.
Well, it's a lot. Cutting Smith and Harper basically gets us to right around the cap. But I mean, there's free agents coming. There's a lot of decisions to be made.
But restructure to get Graham. We're gonna save all of that talk till after the Super Bowl because obviously the next couple of weeks of the show is gonna be talking about more playoffs and Super Bowl. Even though it's not Saints, we're gonna take you through the rest of the season. In the meantime, that is a good segue to Pick'ems.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game! It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pain, and who's gonna make it.
And the story of last week in Pick'ems has basically been the story of the entire year.
Jeff, you went kicks everyone's you
went,
ass.
You went 3-1. Damon went 2-2. I went 1-3. So we firmly established.
I think I won. Like, there's no way you can catch me, right?
No, there's only 3 games left, and you're up by 5 against Damon. Unless you guys do some crazy double or triple, you know, worth the points for the Super Bowl. One takes one team, one takes the other.
Can you play?
It's up to y'all. But I mean, I was out a couple
no,
weeks
I'm
ago.
No, I'm not going
to
do that. I won.
All right. Well.
So, do we even need to do Pick'em now? No, we will.
Well, we will.
I know. So, but yeah. Can I you play officially... We Are the Champions right now for me, right there?
Nope. Thank you.
Well, I officially cannot get back to 5. I will finish under 500 for the year.
So, what am I at for the year?
You're at 50-44. You're guaranteed a winning record.
Okay.
Jeff's at
55-39.
Yeah. So, our first game. Kind of surprised that it's the early game. I guess that's however they worked. CBS and Fox worked it out. New England Patriots at the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning against Tom Brady again in the playoffs. This game might set the record.
For a 10 viewing?
For ratings. Yeah, for championship game.
I'm going to watch it. I do think it's great that it's Peyton and Man. You know what I mean? I like that. That's like the only good thing about the rest of the season that's left for us Saints fans.
You know, for all the ribbon on, oh yeah, Brady always gets the best of Manning, I think in the playoffs, they've only played 3 times and Brady's 2-1.
Well, then he does get the best.
Well, it's 2-1, but it's not as big as everybody says, oh yeah, just you would hear it and just assume, oh, well.
Yeah, but they did. They've played each other every year for the
every
last
year
decade.
Every year, right. So I think Denver's like maybe a 4 or 5 point favorite.
Yeah, I'll go first. I'll take Denver on this one. A, because I want them to win, and B, because Peyton Manning has a better team than Tom Brady. He's got a better offense. I mean, he's got the Thomas twins. Yeah, I just came up with that.
Okay.
I don't think that's a thing.
I am going to go with New England here. I am pulling for Denver because it's the only team that I don't dislike, but something about them, there's more pressure on Peyton to win than there is on Brady in that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Even though Denver does have more talent around it, I don't know if y'all watched that San Diego game. Denver came out hot, jumped on them early, kind of like our game, and then San Diego was kind of in it late. So I think that Denver is going to choke in the second game of the AFC Championship game, and I'm going to take New England. I think Brady and Belichick are just a tough freaking combination to beat.
Yeah, no, Denver had that's like 3rd and 17 late that they converted.
Right.
They converted through a pass. Otherwise, San Diego gets the ball back, and who knows what's going to happen.
I really like New England here.
All right, moving along to the later game, the NFC title game. For the 3rd time this season, the San Francisco 49ers play at the Seattle Seahawks. I believe each team has won their respective game at home. I want the stadium to blow up.
Can we pick a tie?
That's my pick.
Well, I want them to register an earthquake and have it all just collapse under them.
Can maybe go like triple overtime, like it's just tied and tied and tied, and they just play and play and play, and eventually they just say fuck it. The Saints can go to the Super Bowl.
Or they could play and be so tired that the following week, no matter who plays, they're going to get their asses creamed
I mean, I really want neither of these teams to win anything. I hate both of these teams so much right now.
Seattle has moved up very high on my most hated teams list from where it was. You know, we talked about that on one of our earlier episodes this season, as who's their most hated teams. Yeah, Seattle's up there now.
It's like, man, as much as I hate San Francisco, like, let's say San Francisco wins but then loses the Super Bowl to whoever. I'd almost like the satisfaction of them losing Super Bowl again for two years in a row.
You know, this is the third time that San Francisco is in the NFC Championship game in a row.
God, that's bad.
I didn't even realize that.
They're good. I mean, look, they're good. They're good.
It started with that win over us in 2011.
Ugh.
Don't tell me that.
I hate them, man. God, it really is the lesser of two evils right here.
Maybe time heals all wounds, but I'm hating Seattle more right now than I do San Francisco, mainly because, like I said, I mean, the whole NFC West thing is in so far in the past.
Jim Harbaugh, man. Jim Harbaugh's a dick.
So Pete Carroll's...
He's also a dick.
You're 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 a dick.
It is like picking between a giant douche and a turd sandwich right here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Seattle because they're home.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think Seattle's going to win the game. The last two times they played in Seattle, it's been pretty much owned them. So.
All right, I'm actually going to go with San Francisco.
So,
because I want to see their tears of sorrow lose the Super Bowl.
So each of us has a different Super Bowl picked. I have Seattle, Denver. Damon has Seattle, New England, and Jason has San Francisco, New England.
That is correct.
So somebody has to be correct, right?
No, it's gonna end up being Denver and San Francisco.
Right. That's the only one that we would all.
Yeah, be the only one. Yeah. Ugh. Either way. All right. There is no preview to do. Yeah, that kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sucks.
But I will say that we picked up a new fan that did a direct tweet to us today, Near Shah 9. And he, I'm assuming, said, "Hey guys, just want to tell you how much I love your podcast. You've had a Londoner hooked through to the 2013 season." So yet again, we have another international fan. What is it about this show that I feel like Adam was right when he was kind of making jokes that we don't have any fans in the United States? Or I do know we have fans in the U.S., but I don't know of any fans out in New Orleans itself. So what is it about this show that we get fans from all over the world?
We're the official Saints podcast of the European Union.
Mm. That's
it.
The Who Dat Nation is global.
No. Well, I'm glad he enjoyed the show and listened to us.
Hope he or she comes back for next season. Cause
that's right. Or stays with it throughout the off season too.
Well, that's what I'd say. It seemed like he was kind of like giving us a good, like, see you next year. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute, Near.
Near?
Far! Near? Far! You know what I'm talking about? All you Sesame Street fans know what I'm talking about. I don't know if they get Sesame Street in London, but...
Oh, I'm sure. There's Sesame Street everywhere.
Do you think Sesame Street in London uses the same puppets, but they just dub it with a British accent?
No, I think because we speak the same language, I think they just leave it as is, original. They can understand it. It's like fucking Japanese, where you know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, but it's like if Grover goes and rides on the subway down there, he doesn't call it the subway; he calls it the underground.
Well,
anyway, now see, we have nothing to talk about because the Saints.
Right, exactly.
Fucking
Saints lose, and we start talking about the underground.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, that's where I feel like we are.
Until we start talking about the moves and everything else, there's not much. There is no Saints talk to talk about.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear? And I didn't hear it. A friend of mine told me about it. That in one of his last press conferences, they asked Sean Payton about the window of winning the championship, and his quote, and he said, as long as I'm coaching here, the window is slammed open.
Yes.
Did you hear the interview? I mean,
I read.
I saw the quote. That's why we love him.
Okay, he did say it. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I
love the man. Love the man. He's awesome. And actually, we did
the opening line to the youth article that I read.
Oh, okay.
And it was cool. We had mentioned it that we were going to do it, but going to the airport to welcome him back. When they got back, they got in around like.
We're supposed to talk about that because you guys were, I mean, dead set on going. Y'all were going. Dana,
I went.
You were 100%. You were going.
I went.
Jason, you went. I saw that. I saw pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Damon, did you meet Jason out there or?
No, I didn't go.
Oh.
Wait, you texted that you did go.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not. No, I didn't.
No, you texted back. This is me setting Damon up. And he knows it.
Oh.
You texted back asking Damon, like, oh, Damon must have passed out or whatever. And the next morning, Damon texted all of us back saying, yep, I did.
Oh, I thought he meant, yes, I did go.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so I was out there. First time.
What was it like? Was a lot of people there?
There were a lot of people. The way it's set up, it's a weird, like, access road, and it's a... It's like a four-lane road with a giant canal in the middle. At some point, they merge. It becomes a two-lane road. So I took it down there, and at that point, like, there were just so many people, so I kind of turned around and just parked on the way out. So the players were still going to pass me just on the way out. But looking back to where, you know, the players probably came out of the lot, there were tons of people. They were cheering. They were setting off fireworks.
Wow.
When they got in.
You parked by the canal on the...
Yeah. Yeah, I parked by the canal on the way back towards Vets.
And that's where you stood?
Yeah, we just stood there, and the cars came through.
And they were you totally messed it up. You totally screwed up.
I saw the cars. I saw Peyton
driving
his car.
But
then,
you need to be in the crowd. It's a lot more fun.
But it was packed. I couldn't find a spot.
You could have pulled off on one of those roads on Bainbridge and parked inland. Trust me.
Maybe, but... Hey, you know, it's my first time. I was happy to
didn't have you there to help him out.
Right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, I didn't realize
my first time. It's like your first time having sex. You don't know what you're doing. You're just You're just happy.
That's right. He was there. He saw something.
We saw Peyton. We saw Breeze. We saw Ryan. We saw Mickey. I think we saw Rita. So it was cool. You know, it was fun. A lot of people at the fireworks were kind of a cool thing.
It is always fun to go down there. Again, I've been doing it since, 1990, 1991.
Except when he passes out.
Right. Well, yeah. I haven't done it.
You passed out the last five times in a row, Damon. I don't think you've been doing it since. I think you did it in 91 and then you slept the next 15.
You took a break.
Look, I haven't, if not season tickets, I haven't missed a game with the Dome. I go to all the games. I don't necessarily come meet them every time.
What kind of fan are you? You're not a real fan.
They come home.
Don't let Adam know you slept through that shit.
You know. But I've been to dozens, multiple dozens. And it is a lot of fun. You know, next year, obviously, if you're a fan and you haven't done it, it's definitely something you need to go do. And obviously, look, the crowds get bigger when we're on a, you know, more of a roll, and 2009 was just insane with, you know, obviously every road game coming back. But it is a lot of fun. And the players, definitely, they embrace it. You know, in the beginning of 2009, you know, they'd all have their windows rolled up. And I'm surprised they don't hit anybody. Because, like Jason said, when they're leaving their parking lot for when they get off the plane, it's a two-lane street, and basically people stand in one lane.
Well, but this is New Orleans, and we know how to stand, and, I mean, we're parade-savvy people.
Hold on, but I saw some of the... Right. No, you're right. We should know, but these idiots, you know, people stand in one lane, so all the players and everybody has to be in the one.
Right, yeah.
And then the idiot to get pictures will literally stand in front of the cars and take pictures or wave a sign or do whatever.
That is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's not proper Mardi Gras etiquette.
Right. And the whole idea, like, you know, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, you're going to want to stand in front of a car to take a picture
I don't know. I hate people like that. That aggravates the piss out of me. It's like, take a picture from the side, like a decent human being, like, you selfish motherfucker. They're just trying to drive home. Get in front of the car. Stop the whole thing.
Oh, they do. Oh, it takes them.
Your fat ass needs to take a picture. And I bet it's always a fat woman, right?
I haven't.
Not necessarily, but there are a lot of women out there.
Jason's like, I was taking a picture in front of the car. Did you do it, Jason?
No.
You're a fat woman. No.
Well, I mean, like I said, I was further down, so at that point, the players had the cars weren't really stopping. They were going out. Like I said, like, I don't want to bother them. I just want to be out there.
Hey,
and
that's what it should be.
Just let them know that I was there.
Right.
But, you know, these people are excited.
But that's great. The Dome Patrol podcast was represented in the...
Was there. I should have recorded, like, a
video?
Can't I record, like, an audio on my phone?
Yeah. You should.
That's what I need to figure out how to do that, because I could have just recorded a clip, you know, live from there. I could say, I just saw Rob Ryan!
like a field report. We're going to go now live to Jason out in the field who's at the Saints.
And now Jason in the bikini on a donkey.
Going to go to Asian reporter Trisha Takanata.
Thanks, Tom. I'm here at the airport. next year.
Yeah, next year. We'll do live from the field.
Right.
You know, actually, you could do that at tailgates. You could do that anytime. I mean, we don't even have to reserve it for the deal.
Some way to expand the show for next.
There we go. In fact, fans, why don't you tweet to us any ideas that you'd like to see us do on the show as the new season approaches? Let us know. We'll put them through the think tank in our production meetings and decide against them and then do what we want to do. In the meantime, Jason, final thoughts on the Saints season?
Enjoyable. Sad that it ended so soon.
Is it really soon? I mean, it didn't. I mean, it's only left. I mean, you know who season ended soon? Atlanta.
Good point. We won 12 games. It was good. It's just, you know, every time the season ends, and if you're this far along, you expect more, and you're a little let down. It stinks longer than it has. I think last year we knew we were out of it, so it's kind of, you know, it wasn't this bad. We knew we didn't have a chance, but when you're this close and...
Well, it was the 5, I think we've said this before, it was the 5-0 start combined with the whole Peyton being back, so the idea of Goodell handing him the trophy was kind of...
Yeah, I wanted that more than anything.
And we were so close to having that happen, but...
You know what? It is going to happen, just not yet.
Yeah, it'll still be sweet next year if it happens.
Yeah, so we're in a good spot. I just need to decompress from football for a week or two or three and then kind of recharge. I'll be ready to go again.
All right. Damon, final thoughts?
No, I have to agree with Jason. Look, we had a very successful year. Again, in years past, I mean, we would have just been ecstatic on, you know, this would have been, you know, before Peyton got here, this is our most successful season ever. So you can't be disappointed at all. Definitely looking forward to what's going on in the off season. Looking forward to who we bring in, where we can upgrade. It was a great season. Again, after last year, even though, yes, we were out of it early, the bounty still left, you know, had this terrible taste in our mouth, at least mine, all the way up to the preseason or until the season started. And that's these last 17, 18 weeks. At least that is done and out of our life now forever.
Yeah.
So that's a positive. Having Rob Ryan, the most horrible defense in the history of the NFL, that taste is gone because of Rob Ryan. Thank you, Coach. Glad you're here. Hope you stay a long time. Don't cut your hair.
Saints returned. I mean, you know, we returned to the upper echelon of football teams. Where we belong, you know, we took a year off and we're back now. We should be in the conversation every time the illegitimate media talks about who they think is going to make the playoffs, is going to make a run. You know, they won't mention us because they're just trained not to, but we know that we have every bit of shot as long as Sean Payton and Rob Ryan are here. We have every bit of a chance to win the Super Bowl every year as much as any other team.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm happy that Peyton's a dick to the media. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, Next year is going to be fun. God, now I'm excited again.
Yeah, man, all excited. Right. I told you this was going to be therapeutic.
You got me.
Look, no reason to hang our heads. You know, we need to find a way to beat Seattle, San Francisco, or at least have them come to the Dome.
What San Francisco will be doing next year.
They're coming back?
Yeah, remember, we talked about the schedule.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't decide to memorize it yet. So,
one
good.
Thing we don't know is if we're going to England or not.
Yeah, they already announced the England.
Oh,
game.
Did they?
Yeah.
What are they?
It's not us.
Jacksonville and...
I think Atlanta's
of
going.
Of course. Excellent. Yeah. Sorry,
Neil. Neil can show up to the game with a Saints jersey on and boo Atlanta the whole game.
Sorry, Neil and Near. Do you know our two known England followers are Near and Neil? What's the deal with that? That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook by searching for Dome Patrol Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on iTunes, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye. Fuck.
Now, season?
I'll leave it at that.
Good night, Hootat Nation.